Time now for a look at the markets, and we're joined this afternoon by Grant Cotty of Hobson Wealth Partners. Good afternoon, Grant.
Good afternoon, Kim.
Take a look at Wall Street, record highs.
Yeah, record highs for the Dow and the S&P. Dow pushed through that 27,000 mark to trade to finish at 27,088. And the S&P closed just shy of the 3,000 mark at 2,999.
And how's our market here looking this morning?
It has opened flat to slightly down. We're currently down minus 6 points. We're trading at 10,681. A2 Milk is continuing its good run today. It's up around 10% this week and up another 0.7% today to be at 16.59. Fonterra has also continued its earlier momentum from this week and it's currently trading at $4. And Fisher & Paykel is also up today and it is at $15.92.
And Australia's opened. How's looking across the Tasman?
Yeah, it's opened down only minorly as well, down 0.4%. The ASX 200 is currently trading at 6,241. The laggards there have really been the resource stocks. BHP is down 1.1% and Rio's also down 1.2%.
And taking a look at the currency, how's the New Zealand dollar trading?
Largely flat today. The New Zealand dollar, one New Zealand dollar gets you 95.5 Aussie cents. It gets you 66.6 US cents, 72.3 yen, 53.2 Great British pence, and 59.2 euro cents.
And interest rates and commodities?
Yeah, 3-month bank bills have edged lower today. They're trading at 1.62%. 10-year government bonds have a slight pop higher. They're at now 1.625. West Texas Intermediate oil is flat, and that is at $60.44 a barrel. And spot gold is also flat, and that is at $1,405 an ounce.
Thank you. That's Grant Cotty of Hobson Wealth Partners with the latest there from the markets.